miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and uBeauty.com. uDocs@gmail.com. uDocs@gmail.com is the email address. Our guest at 35 past the hour, Dr. Richard Carmona. He was the 17th Surgeon General of the United States, and he's the author of Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall. I need that book. And it's published by Simon & Schuster. But anyway, udocs@gmail.com. We are Dr. Mike spraying for mosquitoes around here in central New York like nobody's business. We had a horrendous year for mosquitoes and just found a case of Triple E in the area. And West Nile virus has been pretty healthy, too. It's been a rough year for mosquitoes.
So the question is... is this, as you know, a lot of mosquito-borne diseases? West Nile is the one, but in southern Florida, they're getting dengue and a number of other what we would call hazardous diseases, so that we don't have good treatments for. And one of the things, obviously, that you worry about is, can mosquitoes transmit Ebola? That is because they suck blood and then go to another person and give it, and the answer is yes. So that's true, and it also is that a bat appears a natural habitat. So one of the things that with all infectious diseases that you want to do is keep mosquitoes out of the way. There was a really great project in the Dominican Republic, and I think it is also in Key West now, where they're planting what are called sterile male mosquitoes. So they put out a ton of male mosquitoes that have sex with the female mosquitoes but don't have any sperm. And so the mosquito population dies. It's been very successful in the Dominican Republic. I don't know how it's gone on Key West. It is one of those projects supported by the Gates Foundation in an effort to try and see if they could control the mosquito population. And from what I understood, it did work very well in the Dominican Republic. Do you know anything about that, Joe?
No,
Have you had anyone on the show?
I've never heard anything about that. Local health departments here, because I talked to a lot of them on our morning show because there have been sprays here pretty much all summer long, depending upon the weather. Usually they get a day off or two because of the rain, but just a big 22,000-acre spraying last night in one of the counties here. And the county health departments here will tell you that there's no way to eliminate Triple E. There's no way to do it. It'll never, ever be done. Is there hope for us to get some progress in that area?
Well, I think, you know, the mosquitoes have done, I mean, the only way to treat these things, if you will, is to develop vaccines to them, it looks like, on widespread basis. And this year there is a dengue fever vaccine that is 50-60% effective. Now you say, well, 50-60% isn't 100%, and that's absolutely right. But if enough of us get the vaccine, what that means, and you're in a dengue area, then there's much less of a chance of it going from one person to another, because the mosquitoes aren't as likely to go from one person who is infected to one person who isn't infected if they're both protected or at least had the vaccine. So you want to get it up to the 70-80% range, but we aren't there yet. But at least this is the first time there has been a vaccine against dengue. And my guess is you're going to see it against West Nile and a bunch of other things, because getting rid of mosquitoes doesn't seem to be working effectively. We should say Gary Ginsberg's going to be with us. We should talk to him about what you need to do to protect yourself. Gary Ginsberg comes in the second hour. I know some of the stations don't carry that. If your station doesn't carry it, you can go always, as you said, to iHeartRadio, or you can get it by Tuesday. Go to RadioMD.com. And you can get the archives of the show, or if you want to listen live, you can go to RadioMD.com and get that information. But we're going to have Gary Ginsberg talk about both that and my most important subject, because I think it's going to affect a lot more of us, is the algal blooms.
Yes.
In the Great Lakes. And since the Great Lakes is America's largest source of fresh water, what we're going to do about this as time goes on, because we're going to need in 2023, the whole of the Southwest is going to need Great Lakes water. So we're going to have to see how we're going to do that.
Now, that's a problem we have here in Central New York, algae in some of the lakes. We may not have LeBron James and Kevin Love, but we do have mosquitoes in Central New York.
That's Joe, you know you were invited for a game.
Oh, you know I'm coming this year.
It's been hard to get people from Central New York to come to Cleveland. My friends haven't come here, I'll bet this year I do better.
Oh, do you think they can go? They can get to the finals anyway with that packed lineup? They're amazing now.
Well, we don't have Kevin Love yet, but it depends how soon they can get to work together. And I really like this coach. The coach may have something to do with it too.
Mm-hmm. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Let's talk about the brain. Of course, we'll talk about the brain at 35 minutes after the hour with Dr. Richard Carmona. But what are you saying here? Older adults' brain functions work better in the morning? How so?
Well, this is a very interesting study where they looked at the memory speed and decision-making and quickness to respond to things. And in people over the age of 70, it was much better in the morning. That is, how much better? Well, it was almost like it was a different person. So now this only affected people who were in the process of not having perfect memories, if you will. That is, the people who were tested who really did change were those who had the early signs of, if you will, cognitive dysfunction. In the older adults who were tested in the afternoon showed signs of what they call idling, which means they were showing activations in a default mode, a set of regions in the brain that are activated when a person is resting or thinking about nothing in general. As opposed to in the morning, they did functional MRIs on these people who showed much better behavior in the morning. Functional MRIs show what part of the brain is lighting up. These same people who showed idling in the afternoon showed that they were in the attention control areas in the morning. So they actually used a different part of their brain in the morning versus the evening. So if you say you function better in the morning, you're absolutely right if you're older.
So what's the lesson learned from this?
The lesson learned is if you have to make serious decisions, if you're going to take a test such as a driver's test or one of the tests where you're required to remember things, take it in the morning.
So the brain gets tired essentially in the afternoon?
They don't know the mechanism, but that's right. Essentially what happened is the brain stopped functioning as it did in the morning in the afternoon. Hmm. So these were, and by the way, Joe, I looked back at the study just now. They aren't people who were that old. They were 60 to 82. So between 60 and 82, that's my age.
And me too. So we're in the same club on that issue there. News radio. udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. I'm thinking radio all the time. I love my radio station so much. It's always on my mind. Even more so in the afternoon than the morning.
Well, that's why morning show is good for you.
That's true. Okay, guest time, 35 past the hour. Dr. Richard Carmona. Former Surgeon General, author of the book Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being. Dr. Richard Carmona, 35 after the hour, UDONA's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.